move. Another nice move. Oh, he scores. Oh, what a goal. Oh. It doesn't get any better than this. Oh. Rick Nash, how do you do?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
3, 2, 1. Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the San Francisco Bay Area, of course. The West Coast, folks. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to my second hour of being putting people on the grill here at the Sports Byline Grill. We've got open phone lines. We'll be joined in a couple of minutes by my co-stars. Where would I be without these guys? You know, you make yourself look by surrounding yourself with smart people. People that are connected. People that own the network. You know what I'm trying to say? Cadwallader Jimenez, and of course, Zach Attack Young will join me in a couple of minutes, as will the great Charles J from PlaysByJAY.com. PlaysByJAY.com. Charles will be in the house talking NBA playoffs. We're talking combat sports with the Earnhardt family. Dale Earnhardt's been dead since 2001, right? His family's duking it out big time. We'll talk about that. Talk a little soccer. Talk a little combat sports, meaning boxing. Talk a little golf. Wow. All kinds of stuff to talk about in this 1 hour to go. Of course, 1 hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. This is Sports Overnight America, and I am the Taco Man.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Oh, here's Oshie, and what a save made by Murray on him!
Murray's not going to get the net if Bob Murray keeps doing that.
Led on back, Daly, drive to the score! It's Hartquist, and it's 1-0. Chris Letang with it. Up backstrip carried in by Cullen. Flips one across. Score! And point to the net. It counts.
This puck goes under the stick of Nicholas Backstrom, and then the puck goes off the back of Tom Kunackle.
Schmidt feathered it through right to Kessel, right around. The Penguins set up a moving wall. Back on with it is Niskanen, then Ovechkin, a shot. He scores! Under the crossbar! As Eddie was hinting, a high shot might be the thing that would do the trick. And there is the guy with one of the best.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
Hockey gets about as much coverage around here. Well, it doesn't get a lot of coverage around here. It just really doesn't. I mean, unfortunately, we're on the West Coast. You know, not enough people are all hockey, but we've got the San Jose Sharks just like down in Silicon Valley. I was in their home today. Of course, the San Jose Shark Tank for the Bellator MMA card that was promoted live on Spike TV. So I was down in San Jose. I got to see what the hockey fans are all about many, many times before. I've been to a few hockey games down there. But now it's San Jose and St. Louis. They're hooking up in one end of the playoffs, and Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh are going to hook it up on the other side of the playoffs. Zach Attack Young, what's happening with the NHL, man? And why is it that the NHL is not exciting anymore? Why does it make sports fan impotent?
I think the National Hockey League, I just think that there's just a lot of other sports out there, you know, like when the NHL started, I don't think there were as many options to the average person. And now that there are, I just kind of think, I mean, a lot of people find it exciting. I think for one, the playoffs are probably too long because the playoffs are the longest playoffs in any sport that I've seen.
But they're amazing athletes. So to be able to skate and hit the puck and that kind of stuff. I mean, as far as the perfect athlete is concerned, I probably should have mentioned this with Kate. And hour number one, but man, hockey players to be able to do what they do at 45 miles per hour running on skates is amazing.
Oh yeah, I mean most people would fall just trying to skate in general, let alone like trying to skate fast and score shots like that. I mean, it takes a skill set to do that.
Now, before we get to the actual games, you mentioned the National Hockey League. Are there any people of color? Are there any black guys playing in the NHL right now? I mean, there was one guy like 10 years ago, I think. It was one guy.
Yeah, you know, there might be someone buried on a roster somewhere.
No stars, though.
There's not a lot of... yeah, no stars.
Well, here's what's up. Zach, it's like this, man. Let me tell you, there were two ice skating rinks in San Francisco. One was on 11th Street and the other one was out on 48th Avenue, different parts of the city, okay? When I was a kid, you can go there. They're not happening anymore. You can't ice skate. I mean, I was a kid from the hood. I could ice skate backwards. We danced on skates. We did all kinds of crazy stuff because we were exposed to that. It was there. You know what I'm saying? If it's not there for kids, they can't envision it.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good point. And, you know, I mean, thankfully in the hood here in Pomona, there's still an ice skating rink. So the hood children can learn how to skate.
Okay. San Jose and St. Louis, what's happening there?
The San Jose Sharks, I think, will top the St. Louis Whites. I'm not completely sure, but that's what I would lean with in that series.
San Jose Sharks, because they don't have any Jose. Is that what you're trying to say there?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Are you trying to take more shots at the National Hockey League here because of the fact that they've got so many people of color playing? I mean, who's going to win here, St. Louis or the Sharks?
You know, that's tough. Actually, St. Louis has been playing very well. I think I would lean towards the Sharks. I think the Sharks have went through tougher competition. Maybe I'm just saying that as an L.A. guy since they beat the Kings.
Well, you know, I mean, the Shark Tank, I was there today, and people are talking about the playoffs, and they're all hot for the Sharks in San Jose. I mean, they're like the number one. They're the only real franchise down there. It used to be the Sharks and Strike Force, okay? And then Strike Force got bought up by
by the USC, and then Bellator came along 3.5 years later as far as Scott Coker is concerned. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Now, Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh, where's it going there?
Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh? I would go towards Tampa Bay. I mean, I think from what I've seen, they've kind of been on the cusp the last few years. I think they should be able to have enough to beat Pittsburgh.
Okay, are you surprised that the Chicago Blackhawks weren't involved this year? I mean, they've just been the dominant team for the past 6-7 years as far as the NHL is concerned.
Yeah, they got knocked out in the first round. That's a bit surprising, but that's just kind of how hockey is. These playoffs are so long, and the season's such a grind. You know, that by the time they get there, I mean, there's 16 teams in the playoffs out of 30 teams. That's a lot more than half the teams are in the playoffs. So it's a lot of teams that wouldn't normally have a chance have a chance.
Is there a Wayne Gretzky playing today in the National Hockey League that I don't know about?
Sidney Crosby, I think, is probably the biggest star. So I don't know if Wayne Gretzky, I think that's just kind of like the Michael Jordan of hockey. You know, it's kind of hard to have like another transcendent player like that.
Seriously. Now hockey used to be, like we talked about, it being a network sport. It was on NBC for like decades. Now it's like on the NBC Sports Channel. Is it a major sport? Is hockey a major sport?
I'd say it is, but it's on the cusp of kind of falling off. I mean, when the World Cup comes around, the World Cup does better numbers than hockey. Like, they had the World Cup at the same time as the playoffs one year, and the World Cup was just, you know, it was trouncing it in the ratings.
You know, Kate Delaney talked in hour number one. We were talking about women getting equal pay and the women's soccer team, of course, drawing all those record numbers last year, and the male soccer team getting more money. I mean, how long is this going to continue before people stand up in this country and say something, man? I mean, this has been going on since the beginning of time.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I think in our state's a lot more progressive. I think women get paid like 91 cents to the dollar in a lot of areas in this state compared to a man, you know, 91 cents to the male dollar. So, I mean, we're doing a little bit better, but even we have 9 cents to go, you know, I mean, so and you got to think the rest of the country, it's still like 70 cents to a dollar compared to a man and a woman. So I don't know. I mean, things are moving in the right direction, but we're still not where we need to be.
Okay, so is there a big stink over Bruce Jenner posing nude for Sports Illustrated? Is there a big stink down there in L.A. over this or what?
Yeah, people are making a big deal. And now that you raise that, I'm kind of wondering, do you think that Caitlyn will get paid less for that magazine cover than Bruce did?
Oh! Sports Overnight America, Johnny Taco and his all-star, Zach Attack Young talking NHL, of course. Mixing a little Bruce Jenner in there. Bruce Jenner was the baddest dude, pound for pound, in the entire world. And I tell you what, I know you guys think that it doesn't take balls to do what he did, but it takes a lot of balls to do what he did. I really do. I think that to be able to out yourself like that and say that you've been living your life as a woman when you're a man, that takes a lot of guts, folks. I don't care what you say. I don't care if you're a Kardashian or not. That takes a lot of guts, and you know what? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Going to bring it back and do a quick combat sports update. Then I'll bring in Charles J. and my all-star, Zach Attack Young, of course, and the great Cadwallader Jimenez. If he's done with his massage. I kid you not, folks. That's why he hasn't been on the radio. He's getting a massage. You're tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, and his all-stars live from the Sports Grill. The Sports Grill on Sports Byline, of course, in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, live from the left coast.
Thornton looks down low in front. Pavelski scores. Tick-tack goal.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Boom.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Come with me to Puerto Rico, October 17th through the 21st, the 29th annual WBO Congress, the convention, of course, the meeting, the get-together. We all come from all parts of the world, people from every continent talking boxing, the World Boxing Organization, their 29th annual Congress. You can join us. Come be our guest. We'll have a good time in Puerto Rico at the Caribbean Hotel, the 17th through the 21st in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Johnny Taco will be in the house. Now it's time to talk some combat sports. Brought to you by the aforementioned WBO, the World Boxing Organization. When it comes to clarity and sanctioning body boxing, it is the WBO. Straight up, the WBO has got a great card scheduled for the July 23rd. Bob Arum, 83 years old now, 84 years old, the Hall of Famer. Man, the guy's still kicking. Good card. Terrence Crawford, Bud, they call him. 28-0, 20 KOs, of course, out of Omaha, Nebraska. Not Omaha, Omaha. That's what some stewardess told me one time. You want a free ticket to Omaha? I said, no, I'll take one to Omaha, but not Omaha. Anyway, she got confused. The airline turned out to be toast with Sun World. It lasted about 6 months. Anyway, Terrence Crawford, July 23rd, heading this big pay-per-view, going to take on Victor the Iceman Postal, 28-0, 12 KOs, a taller fighter, a fighter from the former Soviet Republic, of course, undefeated in 28 fights, as is Crawford. But the difference here is that Crawford can crack. Crawford can punch. Postal cannot punch. Now, the WBO 168-pound champion, man, is just crowned, of course. Excuse me, I'm talking about Gilberto Ramirez, now 34-0 with like 24 whacks, taking on a title defense, and he's in that title defense as well. Oscar Valdez will be on the card, the W number one ranked 126-pound contender. He's 19-0 with 17 KOs. And the 2012 Olympic gold medalist at 165, just friend, the first gold medalist out of Japan since like, I don't know, 1904, something like that. Long time. Anyway. Ryota Murata, now 10-0 with 7 KOs, knocked out some guy last night in Japan. He'll come back. He'll be on his card the 23rd. He'll be on pay-per-view. He's taking on this American native, Native American. I'm talking about George Comanche Boy, and his last name's so tough I can't go there. 34-2 with 24 KOs. That's part of Bob Arum's big pay-per-view, along with the World Boxing Organization, the WBO, putting this together for July 23rd on pay-per-view. This boxing update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Follow them on Facebook or check them out. WBOboxing.com.
Well, straight up, my All-Stars are with me. I'm talking about Zach Dak Young and Cadwalader Jimenez. And I got to ask you this, Cadwalader. When you look at the playoffs as far as the NBA is concerned, you know, the excitement, the fact that that San Antonio was eliminated, the fact that Durant and his boys are rocking and rolling, they're going to meet up with the Warriors. I mean, this is really going to draw some ratings across the country. I mean, this is going to be good ratings, good TV.
It definitely will. You know, we've jokingly said earlier in the year that a Spurs-Warriors matchup was possibly going to be better than whatever the finals could produce. And the way Oklahoma City's playing, I'm going to stand by that. This series has the potential to be more exciting than whatever finals we get. Although I will say the Cavaliers look fantastic, and they should steamroll Toronto or Miami, whichever team ends up winning Game 7 on Sunday afternoon. Cavaliers, you can almost pencil them in. It is going to be some really good ratings, both in the Western Conference Finals and in the NBA Finals.
Cadwalader, here's a loaded question for you. The NBA ratings are great. They don't seem to do so well in certain demographics here in the United States. Is that because there's more people of color playing basketball, per se, than there was 25 years ago? Is that why basketball doesn't draw in the sticks, per se, like it used to?
I think that's definitely part of it. And there's also
the attitude.
It's kind of an attitude. It's the – I don't want to say the nature of the sport of basketball, but there's a disconnect in terms of kids playing. There's not a lot of prep. If you think of the demographic, I think you're trying to get at is, you know, the lack of white athletes. So a lot of those kids aren't really playing a ton of basketball growing up. They're playing other sports. You know, they're playing soccer, baseball, even football. Even a little bit of hockey, too. And I think that's that gap and difference in demographic there. I think a big part of that is cultural and economic.
You know, before we go to Charles, Jay, if we get Charles on the line, I want to talk about Big Poppy. Big Poppy's off rocking and rolling, of course. This is his last season. Man, what can I say? The ninth inning he comes up today, eleventh inning. He just takes care of business, man. I mean, it's sort of too bad that Big Poppy's got to go, because I think Big Poppy's good for baseball. Dominic, I really do.
I have to agree with you. And, you know, he's a very polarizing character, but not necessarily for any, you know, negative ways. He's just a guy he's intimidating in the batter's box. He spits in his glove, rubs his hands together when he gets in there, and then he gives the pitchers that just horrendous scowl. And then if he does well, or even if he makes an out, he throws that $1,000 smile out there, and the guy has fun. He's obviously one of the most clutch hitters we've seen over the last 16 plus years, and he was a huge reason that Boston kind of had this renaissance where they went from the Red Sox, they'll never win a title, to having two titles in the last, I want to say, 15 years or so. And you know, you got to question, man, Minnesota, the Twins, when they had David Ortiz, they sure dropped the ball on that one.
All right, let's take it to Florida, folks. Miami, Florida, 305 area code, and bring in the man from Plays by Jay. Plays by Jay Wydon. PlaysByJay.com, Charles J. And Charles, I got to tell you that Cadwalader, his mother sent me a check this week, and the check did, you know, it cleared. It was a nice check, and I've got to be nice to the kid this week because mommy paid up, and mommy pays well.
He's there?
Yeah, he's here.
Why doesn't he have an account?
He doesn't have to have an account. He gets stock dividends. I told you I got some stock dividends about 2 weeks ago for the first quarter. I got a lousy $1,200, and he got something like eight figures. So, and he made light of that. I mean, I didn't dig that at all. You know, I mean, here I'm, you know, exposing myself on the air to the fact that I got a lousy $1,500 of stock dividends per quarter, and he has to come on and say that he's getting eight figures. You know, he's just pushing this rich thing a little bit too far. Let's talk about the playoffs now. The NBA playoffs, of course. Golden State can hook it up with Oklahoma City. What are the big numbers on this? What do they say?
Well, as we're looking at the series price, and of course, I'm only going by one uniform source here. The Warriors are -415, which means you're going to have to lay a little more than 4-1 on the Warriors, with the Thunder at +335. So that's almost 7-2 you get with Oklahoma. That's to win the series. Now, game one is Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. on the West Coast. Golden State's a 7.5-point favorite out there in Oakland, and the total is 223.5 points.
Oklahoma City, they seem to be rolling in the right direction. Momentum seems to be on their side. Of course, Curry's been iffy with the injury, although he came back and looked pretty good towards the end of these playoffs here. But is that going to be, are they going to push Curry? Are they going to try to make Curry work because he's been injured, Charles? Are they going to try to make him do more than he normally does?
Well, maybe on the defensive end.
That's what I mean.
Because of the fact that, you know, obviously you are going to be able to maneuver a guy around on defense. But Golden State has had a pretty good scheme to deal with Russell Westbrook this season. And of course, that involves Curry. And Westbrook, as we know, is the threat as far as the guard position for Oklahoma City. He was only a 35% shooter in the three games they played against Golden State this season. And so, obviously, they've defended him well. They haven't done as good a job on Kevin Durant. But against Westbrook, they've done pretty well, so I would expect various combinations. If Curry is going to be a step slow on defense, and I don't know why he would be, they'll put some combinations in there to get some length to hassle Westbrook.
Cadwallader, take it away.
All right, Charles, we got Game 7 between the Raptors and the Heat tomorrow. History says the experience of the Heat and the nature of Toronto choking in the playoffs, it should be a Heat win. Do the Raptors have a chance here? Can Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan both put it together for another game to beat the Heat?
Well, Toronto's a 4.5-point favorite in the game, so would they have a chance? Yeah, I mean, you look at home teams winning Game 7, and you're looking at something around 81% in the NBA. So, obviously, Toronto deserves to be favored in the game. This game has gone back and forth, though. I mean, you're talking about injuries that have affected these two teams, particularly at the center spot. And that has caused Miami to really go small. And I'm expecting that they're going to do that again tomorrow. They had Justice Winslow at center in Game 6. That worked out well for them. And that's because they were able to attack the paint a little bit. In Game 5, they were not able to do it all that well. And if you recall, losing Valanciunas for Toronto was a tough break. They put Bismack Biyombo in there, and he is not a bad shot blocker. He's got length, to use that term again. And they were able to keep Miami from attacking the lane and keep them shooting jumpers, which they were not doing very well at the time. So that's their game plan, and Miami's game plan is to hit the offensive boards. Hello.
Regardless of whichever team wins here, can anybody beat the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference right now?
I don't think. I think that these teams, either one of these teams is going to go into the series with, you know, and this was a very physical series. You know, they're going to go in there banged up. They're going to go in there without a lot of rest. Cleveland is fresh. Cleveland is a team that is now demonstrating they can win and be a threat in a number of different ways, particularly from long range, obviously. Anybody who saw them in that series would attest to that. So it's an uphill battle. Remember, the Heat, we don't know if they're going to have Whiteside. And Toronto, certainly Valanciunas has been out with his ankle injury, so either one of those guys could be missing for the winner of this game.
Interesting, you guys. Can you believe that Mark Cuban was approached for a run for the White House by the Republican Party just a couple of weeks ago? They actually went to the Dallas Mavericks owner and said to him, look, we need somebody to take on Trump as a third-party candidate. And he said, well, it's a little bit too late. Why would they go to Mark Cuban, Zach?
I don't know. I mean, that seems like it would make the most sense, right?
No, I don't know. Has he got the most money? Is that it? Has he got some political ties, Charles?
Not really. I mean, he has praised Trump after being a rival, an enemy of Trump, if you recall. They've had wars of words with each other. And this time around, Cuban praised Trump, but talking about how he was revolutionizing the process and so forth. I don't know that Cuban is really that strong a candidate, would be that strong a candidate. And, of course, they were talking about a takeover, basically, of the convention, or what were they talking about?
Something like that, but Mark Cuban's not interested. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America. Johnny talking to his All-Stars, my All-Stars right now, Charles A at PlaysByJ.com, the great Zach Attack Young and Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Body, shame on you, my friend.
Shame on me.
Shame on you. Shame, you let a fat man beat you.
Can't stand it. Shame
so,
on me.
So, you know, a fat man's beat him and relieved him of all his belts. I don't take boxing seriously, as you can tell. I don't care about boxing. It's mainly about getting a few quid and putting the food on the table. That's it. That's your professional. And if that's all a professional can do, then God help us all. Because what's the point in practising your job for 40 years if you can't beat a fat man? So, credit to him if he can beat me in a rematch. This time he beat a fat man. Boom!
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Curry with Davis on him. Oh!
Long hands and active hands.
Davis kicks it out to Crabb. He's been hot, and Crabb stays hot. Made his first three threes. He's missed his last two, and there's Spates inside. McCollum turns a corner wide open. Spates got it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah, that's him, man.
Minutes past the hour. This is the Taco Man. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars on the line from Florida, South Florida, Miami, Florida to be exact. The great Charles Zea plays by Jay.com from the city of Pomona, California. Comes to a Zach Attack Young, and of course, from somewhere in Hillsborough, California, Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez Jr. Now, I got to ask you this. You know what's going on with the NBA. What's happening with Kevin McHale? Can he get into the jobs real soon or what? Charles?
I'm sorry. Hello?
Kevin McHale, is he going to get another job real soon or what?
Oh, I think so. He's well-respected around the NBA. Remember, you know, here's a guy who brought the Houston Rockets into the conference finals last season. He got a pretty raw deal there earlier this season, and apparently he clashed with some players, including Harden, and that was a problem for him. And, you know, players run things in the NBA these days if they're superstars.
And you mean like who was the guy that choked the Golden State Warriors coach here about Team Quentin? Was it Quentin Day, not Quentin Daly?
Somebody. No, Latrell
Sprewell. I mean, is that when players started taking over? As far as is that when?
No.
Was that a statement? Was it before then?
Yeah. It was when Matt. Well, I don't know when they started to take over, but one of the early glaring examples involved. That we have seen involved when Magic Johnson got Paul Westhead fired as the coach of the L.A. Lakers. That's how Pat Riley got his first head coaching job. And Westhead had led that team to its championship, if you recall, in Magic Johnson's rookie season. And Westhead wanted to pump up the pace. And of course, people who follow basketball followed Westhead over to Loyola Marymount when he had that you talk about an extreme run and gun situation there, and then with the Denver Nuggets. But Westhead got fired, and Pat Riley took over, and that was basically attributed to Magic Johnson. And you know, I think the consensus among people, it's never really come out, is that Deron Williams got Jerry Sloan or actually caused Jerry Sloan to resign in Utah. And that's when I think it got at its worst, because, you know, Sloan basically resigned all of a sudden, and it was really strange. And it was, you know, basically, I think he was disgusted with the way the NBA had become, you know, where players want to use their influence with management and so forth. And it just, you know, in a lot of situations, it isn't healthy. But the teams that really advance here that you see playing for titles, those organizations, it doesn't usually happen there.
Okay. Kevin McHale, bring him up once again. Of course, the Warriors could have drafted him and said they took Joe Barry Cares. I'm talking about Joe Barry Carroll. Mm-hmm. Remember when I got fired from that Phoenix station, Charles, when I did that live show? I didn't know it was live at the Phoenix Stadium there, when I was ripping on Joe Barry Carroll. Said he doesn't dive for balls. He's slow. He's lazy. He doesn't even take a bath or something like that. And they fired me the next day. I didn't know we were doing live radio in the arena. Remember that one?
He doesn't take a bath? Is that what you just said?
Oh, I was all over him. I mean, I was all over the guy. He doesn't loaf for balls. We didn't want to pay him up here. He should pay you guys to watch him and to play basketball. It was going all throughout the American Airlines arena down there, and he got me sort of canned from that Phoenix radio station. So we're going to say, bottom line is, you don't talk about him down there. Joe barely cares. But he was the worst draft pick the Warriors ever got. They could have grabbed Kevin McHale, and said Kevin McHale, of course, off to superstardom. No question about that. Now.
Right.
The fact that Stephen Curry was the unanimous winner in this MVP thing, is that such a big thing?
Is it such a big thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, are you asking me whether there should have been other players getting first-place votes?
Well, I'm trying to say, yeah, that's what I'm asking you.
Well, I mean, I don't know that you could have voted for anyone but Curry. I mean, you know, Kawhi Leonard was a very strong, you know, contender for MVP, but I don't know that you would vote for him ahead of Curry. I think that, you know, and from some perspective, you can look at Draymond Green as an MVP candidate as well, because he does just about everything for that team. I think that, you know, without Curry, they could probably find a way to win this series and maybe the NBA title after that. Without Draymond Green, I'm not so sure about that, because he takes care of so much on the floor.
I don't think they can win without Curry. I said that a couple of weeks ago. I thought they could win without Curry, but I watched him play. I don't think. Zach, you think they can win without Curry?
No, I think that would be very tough without Curry. I mean, I think, you know, they were a good team without Curry. They're probably like a 50-win team. But with Curry, I mean, they had this like ridiculous run this year where they broke the record. So.
But you can't just play fantasy basketball here. You have to understand what a guy like Draymond Green means to a team like Golden State. He affects them so much on both the offensive and defensive ends that, and he is the perfect, what you call a glue player for them, in that he, first of all, he's a power forward who leads his team in assists, okay? That's over the point guard, all right, Curry. He is the guy who blocks the shots. He is the guy who is the centerpiece of the post-up offense because Andrew Bogut is not an offensive force. He pretty much does it all for that team, and I'm not saying it's unnoticed at all, but, you know, he is obviously he's the top rebounder, assist man, and probably the top defensive player on that team. So he is certainly invaluable, and I mean in the course of winning a series in the NBA where your opponent is making adjustments against you every day. You can find a guy who can score 30 points a game, and the Warriors found that in Klay Thompson. He averaged over 30 points a game in the previous series. But you can't find somebody who can do all the things that Draymond Green can do. Sorry.
Okay, so what are the what's the Warriors favored by 5.5 points on Monday? Is that what you said?
7.5.
7.5 points. Zach, would you give or take the 7.5? Where are you going on that one?
Yeah, I would go with that. I think that's a good line.
You really think that you give up 7? Good Lord, Oklahoma City, man. Cadwallader, want to weigh in on that one?
Give me the Warriors and the points on that one. I like that a lot. And the Warriors are just so damn good at home. OKC, while they handled San Antonio, they had a struggle there. There were times where, even in the last game, after being up 20-plus points the entire game, the Spurs had a chance to get it down to 9 in the fourth quarter. So those weaknesses in terms of closing games that I talked about earlier, they almost reared their ugly head again. I think the Warriors handled it fine in game one.
But a month ago, you were saying that, you know, the San Antonio Spurs were like the John Holmes of the NBA.
Well, the Spurs, they were that good, and they just got outplayed in that series. Oklahoma City was great.
Charlie, break this series down to us. Is game one come on Monday? What's going to happen?
Well, Oklahoma City isn't going to encounter the same kind of thing they did with San Antonio, because you want to use the John Holmes analogy. San Antonio did go limp all of a sudden in that series, and it really did center around. I was going to use that term anyway, but you threw the John Holmes thing in there. You know, Tim Duncan, what a difference he didn't make in that series.
He got old.
You know, well, he got old all of a sudden, but, you know, you're talking about now, if that guy doesn't play well, who else do they really have up front to deal with a team that has a pretty good rotation of big men, as Oklahoma City did? And so that's one of the things that they were able to take advantage of. And also, all of a sudden, San Antonio became a team without a lot of balance. I mean, they were a team that had basically Kawhi Leonard and Aldridge scoring, and not a whole lot else from the other guys. And when Aldridge was slowed down a bit, you know, after that very torrid start in the first two games, that constituted trouble for them. Golden State has had assists on 65% of their baskets in the playoffs. That's the best out of any team. I mean, we could go on and on about their ball distribution. It is the best in the NBA. But the other thing is that Golden State is going to have their hands full, perhaps, keeping Oklahoma City off the boards. I mean, they're a very good offensive rebounding team. And interesting thing, that now Golden State beat Oklahoma City all three meetings this season, but the Thunder was either tied or ahead in the fourth quarter in all three games. And that goes to Dominic talking about closing out games. They had a problem doing it. Let's go back to Westbrook real quick, okay? Westbrook is a major difference maker for Oklahoma City when he is on his game. And the statistics bear it out. I mean, they score many more points per 100 possessions with Westbrook and without Durant than they do the other way around, okay? So Westbrook is the difference maker. But 35% in three games indicates Golden State was able to defend him very well. So if Westbrook gets very dominant to the ball. There is a usage figure in the NBA that indicates how much you basically dominate all the plays. His is extremely high. And so if he is making, if he is throwing up bad shots, that brings the entire offense down.
The genius of Charles Day at PlaysByJay.com. Charlie, talk to you next week, buddy.
Thanks.
The great Charles Day, folks. What can I say? When it comes to numbers, nobody's got it down like the J-Man. Charles Day at PlaysByJay.com. I am the Taco Man. Guess what? Dominic Cadwallader-Jimenez Jr. and Zach Attack Young will be with me after the break. We're going to talk a little stuff I don't know, a little gossip. This is a part of the show I like. You know, when they tell me things I don't know, and if they don't, I jump on it. Straight up, this is Sports Over in America, the weekend edition, live from the Sports Byline Studios on the West Coast, San Francisco, California.
Tonightly, rapper B.O.B. goes on an anti-science Twitter spree claiming the Earth is flat. As a result, he's currently polling third in the Republican presidential race. Makes sense. It makes sense. And undocumented immigrants in Flint, Michigan are being forced to drink lead poison water. Or as Donald Trump calls it, phase one.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
He is very, very not smart.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
For he's the Johnny Cabello, which nobody can deny.
Dale Earnhardt's been dead, and of course, the greatest racing legend, has been dead since 2001, right? His family's fighting over his last name. They're fighting over his last name to the tune of like $15 million back and forth. Good luck on that one. It's still his wife, Teresa. She still looks good. Bottom line is, this is the segment of the show where I get to go to my guys and put them on the spot. And I get to go to my rich guy first to talk about Dominic Cadwalader-Jimenez. And Cad, can you tell me something that I don't know, sir, besides the fact that I'm probably not going to be employed next week after ripping you on the air?
That's entirely possible, but you already did know that. So we'll go somewhere else. Barcelona won the La Liga title today. They beat Real Madrid over the season by 1 point. However, Luis Suarez of Barcelona, he scored 40 goals this season and won the Pichichi. It's what they call the scoring title in La Liga. It's the first time since 2009 that Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi have not won the scoring title in La Liga.
We've got some big soccer coming up at Levi Stadium, don't we?
Yeah, the Copa America. This is, I think, one of the first times the United States has been involved in it, and they're hosting it. It is obviously the biggest tournament they've hosted since the World Cup. It should be fun. Some of the big hitters from South America are coming, and I think with the exception of Neymar, most of the big names are going to be playing too.
Okay, Zach Attack, your turn. Tell me.
Okay, well, you've heard of L.A. basketball star Nick Young, I presume.
On occasion, yeah.
Yeah, so Nick Young, in one of the dumbest decisions that Nick Young has made, I mean, if you can believe that, there's a long list, he almost got Born Rebel tattooed to his back. The only problem is he was going to spell it R-E-B-L-E. And Iggy Azalea had to talk him out of it, so that's telling you something.
You know what cracks me up is that you see these guys in jail, Cadwalader, you know nothing about jail, but as a former cop, I worked in a couple of jails here in San Francisco. When you see these guys in jail giving each other tattoos, you got guys giving each other tattoos in Chinese. The guy can't even spell cat, and he's supposed to be knowing what he's writing in Chinese. What's going on there, Cad?
Guys thinking they know a little bit more. They wish they were worldly like we are.
Okay, the Triple Crown's going to come up. Do you think we're going to have another Triple Crown winner this year?
The odds are heavily against the horse. I'm going to say no.
Well, but, you know, the odds are heavily against the horse, but let's look at the actual field. There's not really a dominant horse there. I looked at the field going in. It was a 5-1, a 3-1 favorite, a 5-1 favorite, and a 9-1 favorite. Zach, when those are the three top horses in the race, I guess they don't think too much about being an overwhelming favorite. There wasn't one there.
That's what it appears. I mean, but then again, it's so rare for there to be a Triple Crown winner. I know we had one recently with California Chrome, but I still feel like that's pretty rare.
American Pharoah. California Chrome came up short. Didn't it,
Zach? Oh, that's right.
Cadwalader. Oh, man. Oh, Zach. Zach got burned at the end, got anointed. Cadwalader, tell Mom I said hi. Give her my best. And, in fact, before you go to bed tonight, give her some ice cream for me.
Will do, sir. Will do.
Thank you so much. Zach and Tack Young, besides choking the last bit there, you did pretty good tonight, buddy.
I did well. I almost made it to the end without choking.
I want to thank my great guests. We're talking about Kate Delaney, of course, Charles here. But Kate Delaney, InvadeTheManCave.com. She's an NBC sportscaster. She knows what she's talking about. She was fun to have around. Of course, on the other side of the glass, the incomparable Mr. Scott Cuddy. I thank him for his expertise. Without him, there would be no show. This is Sports Byline.